I am thrilled you joined us today at A View Beyond the Ordinary. I'm Jolene Lenz, your host, and this is where we explore those divine encounters, meet some courageous souls who share their stories with the goal of helping us pursue our own bliss or dream. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast and listen through Spotify, Apple iTunes, or one of your favorite podcast apps. And let's get started and tune in. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. And I am super excited, especially because I just released my first ebook called Make Your Own Music. And today's guest is actually a musician. So he is going to be doing something a little bit different in today's show. And his name is Lowry Olafson. And Lowry, I would love for you to share with the listeners a little bit about you and your background, and then we'll get started.
Okay, well, I'm a singer-songwriter. I've been writing songs since I was, 10 years old, and I'm far older than that now. And my goal was to be a performer and recording artist and stuff. And I have done 9 albums, and I've toured all over the world and done that stuff. But over the course of that time, I started facilitating songwriting sessions. First with kids, like classrooms full of kids, and we'd write a song in 2.5 hours and then record it and perform it. And then I started doing that as a team building exercise with people to kind of get organizations and get people on the same page kind of thing, you know, as a kind of a consensus building thing, and to give them a tool that talked about the deeper meaning behind what they did kind of. And then about 3.5 years ago, I was going through a life change, a divorce and stuff. And somebody said, well, why don't you do affirmations? And I said, well, you know, the problem with affirmations is, you know, good as they are, they create this conflict in your brain. It's like, you know, I'm a millionaire. No, you're not. You're working at McDonald's, right? So it doesn't matter how many times you say it, it's a problem. And so they said, well, why don't you write a song then? And of course, you know, singing is something that's extremely healing. It changes your biology. I mean, there's all kinds of things about music that have so much impact. So I did. I wrote this song that goes, I got a house on the water and someone to love. I laugh and sing and work and play. I'm living in the flow, helping people grow. Joy and adventure every day. And it was just a little, what I called a power song. It was my little power song. And I didn't have a house on the ocean, and I didn't have someone to love. And, you know, the work wasn't what I wanted and stuff. And within about a year or a bit more, I had all those things. I mean, it was manifesting these things, which seemed quite impossible. And so then people started saying, well, I want a power song. And so I said, okay, well, let's try it out and see, you know, if we like the process. See, and so I would ask them a lot of questions about, where they felt stuck in their life and what they wanted more of, and you know, if they were allowed themselves to dream and imagine and to really actually say, you know, if I could have it, this is what I'd want, to you know, to think bigger. And so that process alone was powerful for people, which I love, because I'm like you, Jolene. I'm a personal growth junkie, and I love the idea that we can keep transforming and keep on having more of what we want, and you know,
right,
becoming more. So anyway, yeah. So it's been fun journey, and I launched the website powersongs.ca, and been doing lots of them and having fun.
Great. Well, welcome. I am thrilled that you're here joining us. And music has the ability to transform, and, you know, sound, the vibration, especially when we have affirmations, I believe could be tremendously powerful. So I am so excited about writing a jingle or two or whatever comes from our session today. Lowry, and I'll let you take it over there. But yes, as he is going to, just so everybody knows, Lowry is going to take my life and my story and create a jingle.
Okay, well, so yeah, so we'll just let people kind of in on the process, and we might not write a whole song. Usually I spend about 90 minutes writing, and we've only got about, you know, 30, so we'll right. See how far we get, but I have a feeling it'll go well. So interestingly, I asked you if there was an animal or a symbol or something that meant something to you, and you said it was the hummingbird. And what is it about the hummingbird for you that inspires you?
You know, the hummingbird's ability, Lowry, to fly backwards and forwards and go at such speed and with such, it's such a powerful little bird. It delivers such beauty and joy to me. And I know when I looked up the symbolism of a hummingbird, it represents joy. And a number of my friends, with my name being J-O-L-I-N-E, have called me Joyline. Jolene Joyline. It, yes, joy. And I have symbols about joy all over my house. So that's what it represents to me, is standing, just being present in the moment to see the beauty of life. It is really what the hummingbird represents.
Oh, cool. Okay, so why don't we use that for your opening line? I'm present in the moment. Mm-hmm. Present in the moment. Something about the, you know, I'm present in the moment. In the beauty of life, something like that.
That sounds great. Okay. I love the fact the hummingbird would be the beginning.
Okay, I'm present in the moment, in the beauty of life. A hummingbird. Okay, a hummingbird that. I'm present in the moment in the beauty of life. A hummingbird that, what?
A hummingbird that shares its beauty.
Hummingbird that shares. How about if we went shares its, because we said beauty, shares its joy.
Oh, perfect. Okay, shares perfect. That's what it does share.
Okay, so I just want to listen to, because you sent me a bunch of songs and I like doing this. The one that I liked was, so this one's a bit more kind of an anthem.
Right.
I'm present in a moment in the beauty of life. A hummingbird that shares, a hummingbird that shines, and a hummingbird that shares its joy. Right, so we could do something like that.
Great, I love that. Shares like its that? Joy. I do, I shares love that.
Okay. And that's present. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, that's one of my favorite songs of Adele. So that's great.
All right, so I like it. I sometimes I don't get my guitar out that early, but I think I will this time. I'm present in the moment in the beauty of life. Shares its joy. It's kind of minory feeling. I don't know if we want that. Do you like that?
I do.
I'm present in the beauty in the garden. I don't want to be in that key. I want to go. Present in a moment in the beauty of life. A hummingbird that shares its joy. That shares the joy. Shine shares the joy. I'm going up here. I'm present in So when it's not going well, what you're supposed to do, Jolene, is smile.
Okay.
It's not going well. I don't know what to do. I'm present in the moment in the beauty of life. A hummingbird that shares its joy. That shares its joy. Do you like that beginning?
I love the beginning.
Okay,
oh my gosh.
Do you want to try singing this with me? I'm
present in the moment.
In the beauty of life. Oh, I like that. I'm present
in the moment.
In the beauty of life. I like going up. Beauty
of life.
The hummingbird shares its
joy.
I just don't know that chord.
Uh-huh. I thought that sounded
you
great.
Like the chord?
Okay. I liked it.
Okay. All right. It's just my inner herald, my inner critic that tells me
well,
I can't do that. I'm present in the moment, in the beauty of life. A hummingbird that shares. I like going up on shares.
Uh-huh.
Shares its joy. I'm a... Okay, what's the next line going to be?
I was going to say, what's coming to me, I'm just going to say and let you.
Yeah, please do.
Storyteller, please do. I'm a storyteller, or I'm a podcaster sharing stories.
Okay, I like story. I'm present in the moment in the beauty of life, a hummingbird that shares its joy.
I'm a story of a dreamer.
I'm a dreamer.
I'm a story of a dreamer.
I'm a dreamer with a story.
Story, okay.
I'm a dreamer sharing stories. How about that?
Okay.
I'm a dreamer sharing stories that will... I'm a dreamer
Sharing stories. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say that will elevate others.
Okay.
Or inspire. Either the word elevate or inspire comes to me. So I'll let you take
it. What if we said shine the light? Something like that, because then we get a rhyme with life.
Awesome. Okay.
I'm a dreamer sharing stories and I shine my light. Or so, you know, I'm a dreamer sharing stories, helping. It's too many syllables to say helping others shine their light.
Okay.
But it could be I shine my light. I'm a dreamer sharing stories and I shine my light.
That's beautiful. Because really it is about my shining my light.
Exactly. Yeah, and I shine my light. The purpose of a power song like this is for transformation. When you're feeling low and you're not, it's to give you a tool when you're in, you know, anxiety and worry and fear and, you know, playing small. Get you out of that small version of Jolene into like, hey, you know, it's like, oh, could you just tell me the time, please, if it's not too much trouble, as opposed to, hey, what time is it? Right.
So shining my own light and allowing, which is going to help me be able to continue doing this dream of mine, which is to help uplift others. So to shine my light, uplifting.
Okay, uplifting. Lifting. I'm present in the moment in the beauty of life. I'm present in the moment in the... I forget how we did that melody. Beauty of life. A hummingbird that shares its joy. I'm a dreamer sharing stories and I shine my light lifting others. So I'll tell you what, there's only three words that rhyme with joy.
Okay. Toy,
you know, that's so.
Toy.
So, yeah. So, you know, and wild. Let me just see. I hate when I paint myself into a corner like that because.
Right. Then it's.
Because I don't like doing false rhyme or rhyme, you know, rhymes that sound contrived.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of perfect rhymes, that's all we got. Enjoy, but that's the same. Oh, paranoid. How about hemorrhoid? That rhymes.
Oh, you know what? Hemorrhoid would be cute. Would be funny.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
I was going to say, if we want to laugh, that will get a few.
Yeah, no, we don't want to do that. So when I get into a situation like this as a songwriter, then I kind of think, okay, I'm present in the moment. In the beauty of life, a hummingbird that shares its joy. I'm a dreamer sharing stories and I shine my light. You know, there's, if we want a perfect rhyme, there's nothing we can do in this case except use joy somewhere else.
Okay.
I'm present in the moment. I'm present in the joy, in the beauty of life, a hummingbird. So when we talked about the hummingbird, just this is where we get into technical songwriterly stuff, right?
Okay.
We talked about the things that you liked about it. Flying backwards, powerful.
Speed.
Powerful, speed, beauty. The other thing about hummingbirds that I understand is that they can't fly. It's impossible. What they do is impossible. Have you heard that?
No, I have not.
I was told that. I don't know if that's true, that scientifically they can't actually do what they do. It's like a bee or something that they actually can't.
Interesting. That is interesting.
I'm present in the moment in the beauty of life. A hummingbird in hummingbird. Yeah, I mean, I can see where we don't have to have that line right there. A hummingbird, for all I'm worth, or a hummingbird in all my beauty, or let's try about five or six different options for that
Okay.
line. I'm present in the moment in the beauty of life. A hummingbird.
You know what, a hummingbird, they help us remember our power. So they're
Oh, okay. In all my power, a hummingbird in all its glory. A hummingbird in all its glory. Well, we could go to story.
okay, perfect. In all
You
its
want to
glory.
try that just for the
Let's
sake
do
of
it.
trying something?
Yes,
Okay.
Lowry, let's
Okay.
do it.
Okay. A hummingbird in all my glory.
Okay.
In all its glory, my
In all
glory.
its glory, I
It's
think.
all its glory. Okay. All hummingbird in all its glory. I'm a dreamer and something. I'm dreamer. Okay, I'm present in a moment in the beauty of life. A hummingbird in all its glory, in all its glory. I'm a dreamer and a letter, and I shine my light. I tell my stories. I can be. I can be. I'm present in the moment,
moment.
in the beauty of life. A hummingbird in all its glory. I'm a dreamer and a thinker, and I shine. Okay, dreamer and a what?
I'm a dreamer and a visionary.
Okay, a seer. I'm a
Oh,
dreamer and a
and a
seer,
seer.
and it's a bit of a what you kind of might go.
Right. Visionary is a
Okay,
little.
so I'm looking at some of the things that you sent me in the here. You talked about adventure, that you love this, you the courage, you're caring for people. I'm a lover and a dreamer. I'm a dreamer and are there any other words that you'd want to use to describe yourself that would inspire you, something that you want to step
Oh,
into?
right. You know what? So I'm going to just again just say what comes to me. I usually
Please.
go for things. So I'm intuitive. I love to follow my intuition. The word magic is my favorite.
Oh, I'm a dreamer making magic.
Okay. Now love, magic's one of my favorite things. And
Okay.
yes, it's transformative.
A dreamer making magic. I'm a dreamer making magic and I shine my light. I'm a
Love
dreamer weaving magic. I'm dreamer weaving
weaving. I
making.
kind of like making because
I like making.
we have to envision it and believe it
Yes.
and then let go, right?
Okay, I like it. So that's a very declarative kind of thing to say about yourself too, Jolene. When you're saying this and when you're playing it small, when you say,
Ah.
I'm a dreamer making magic and I shine my light.
You
Right?
know, that would be lovely because that's alchemy when we're able to transform things, and that's a power of magic. So I love that.
Okay, cool. All right, we're on it. I'm present in the moment in the beauty of life, a hummingbird in all its glory. I'm a dreamer making magic and I shine my life a light. Da 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 da, tell my story. And all I have to do is tell my, all I have to do is share my story. That's not it, but something about story. Let's get to that line.
Okay.
You got any ideas?
So story.
I'm a dreamer
I
making magic.
stories that really that inspire me that I love to share are those with courage and those courageous souls who are pursuing their heart and their dreams. Those are the gems for me.
Okay, something like shine my light. living in the heart of my story, or I'm living the heart of my story. I'm living the heart, something.
Living in the heart, living from the heart, or
living from the heart of my story.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's beautiful. Living from the heart of my story. Let's see how it sings.
Okay.
I'm present in the moment, in the beauty of life, a hummingbird in all its glory. I'm a dreamer making magic, and I shine my light, living from the heart. Living from the heart of my story. Now I want to do something kind of like, I'm free and I'm wild. I'm home and I'm child, yet I'm blue.
I love that. I'm free.
Okay.
I'm free. And since I want to manifest traveling and going on more adventures, would this be a good place to maybe insert kind of, I'm free, I'm traveling?
I want it to be a one syllable word.
Okay.
That means that to you.
Adventure.
And free means that I'm free. How about I'm brave, I'm free.
I'm brave, I'm free. Oh, great.
Okay, because I'm brave. Also, free is a nice, easy word to rhyme. Lots of stuff rhymes with free, right?
Great.
I'm brave, I'm free. I'm dumb, but I'm me. You know, I'm brave. I'm free.
All right.
You know, living in the heart of me. Doesn't have to be that. I'm brave. I'm free. I'm in the heart of me. And this line might be the title. This line could be the title.
Okay.
If we get something in there, right? Oh, I'm brave, I'm free, I'm strong, I'm deep, I'm living in the heart of me. I'm something like that.
I'm strong. That's a great one to affirm that.
I kind of like I'm deep, to tell you the truth.
I'm deep?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Lowry, I love to go deeper. I actually wrote that on my website, that it is about going deeper with people.
Okay.
And that requires vulnerability, which is...
Well, which even is, to say it is, you know, like, it's kind of like, hey, you know, I'm so interesting. I'm deep.
I mean, it's, right. It's like,
to me, the thing about these power songs is, you know, we declare things about ourselves that we might not normally, we might be feel a little like, who do I think I am?
Right. Right. Just be able to say that. Yes. Yeah.
And yet, you know, you want to step into, this is who you want to be at your best, who you are at your best, and who you acknowledge. Of course you're deep. I mean, of course you are, Jolene. Anybody that would say you weren't.
I love that this is where I want to be and be more vulnerable, and that is going to require deep. So let's do it.
Okay, sing this with me.
Okay.
You have the words. I'm present in the moment. In the beauty. I'm present in the moment in the beauty, of life.
Okay.
I'm present
in the moment. In the beauty
of life. A hummingbird in all its glory. I'm a dreamer making magic, and I shine my light.
Okay.
I'm a dreamer making
music,
and I shine my light, living from the heart of my story.
Living from the heart of my story.
Beautiful. I'm brave.
I'm free. I'm brave.
I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm brave.
I'm
free.
I'm brave.
I'm strong, and I'm deep. I'm a hummingbird. I'm a hummingbird that lives in me. And there's a hummingbird that lives in me. Or something like that. I don't know.
Or the hummingbird is the symbol for me. I don't.
Okay. There's like a hummingbird that shines through me, like a hummingbird.
Or allowing the hummingbird to shine through me, or...
Yeah, or maybe we won't bring the hummingbird in there.
Okay.
Let's, you know,
Could
I
we
like the
bring
idea.
joy? I'm sorry to interrupt if we use joy.
Oh, of course, of course, of course. Okay,
Great.
embracing the moment and beauty of life, a hummingbird in all its glory. I'm a dreamer making magic and I shine my light, living from the heart of my story. I'm brave, I'm free, I'm strong, I'm deep. Something all the joy that shines like a river of joy that shines through me, but it has to be shorter. Something to show the joy is.
Yes, allowing the joy,
How
to
about
shine
flowing?
or
Joy
flowing.
and joy is with joy and joy is flowing out of me.
I love flowing is beautiful. Flowing,
Joy.
flowing through me.
The joy is flowing and the joy through me. I like that.
Great.
I'm brave. I'm free. I'm strong. And I'm deep. Yeah, joy. Flowing, the joy is flowing through me, and the joy is flowing through me. I'd like another syllable or something. And the joy is flowing through me, and the joy is flowing me, and the joy is flowing through you and me, and the joy flowing through you and me.
Through you and me is beautiful.
Yeah, but it's not, the song isn't about them, it's about you.
That's true. It is about me.
Yeah.
Okay, the joy is flowing.
Through the power of me, the joy is flowing down, the joy is flowing. I'd smile, it's not going well.
Joy is flowing through the goddess of me, or
Oh, that's cool. The river of me, the goddess, the joy is flowing, the goddess flowing through me, joy like a river flowing through me, and the joy comes flowing through me, oh, the joy is always flowing. Joy is always flowing through me. Maybe we have to pause and we just make through me have more
Right.
space, right?
Yes, I thought that sounded
Joy is
beautiful.
always flowing. I like it too. Through
Through
me,
me.
the joy is always flowing. And the joy comes flowing. I mean, I like that idea that you're a conduit for joy.
I love that. That is actually, I think would that's my goal is to have joy flowing.
Joy comes flowing, and the joy comes flowing. Bum, dot, dot, through
Through
me.
me.
I like it.
I do too. I think that's beautiful.
That's pretty sweet. Hey, we're fast. We did
Oh my gosh,
it.
I know. And to have mute or magic, which was my goal, magic, joy, the hummingbird. And we talked about being present in the moment, which is my
Right.
goal because that's where our power lies, is in this moment.
Yeah. Cool. Well, let's
All
do the whole
right.
thing. I'm present in the moment,
Moment,
in the beauty
beauty of life,
of life, a hummingbird in
hummingbird
all
in
its
all
glory.
glory.
I'm a dreamer making magic and I shine my light. I'm a
I'm a
dreamer
dreamer
making
making
magic
magic,
and I shine
shine my
my light.
light.
Living from the heart of my story, living
Living
from the
from the
heart of
heart of
my
my
story.
story.
And usually, when I do this with people, we write it down so they don't have to try to remember
Oh,
what they're
right.
thinking.
Okay.
Because we've
Right.
changed them so many times, it's hard to know what they are yet, right? You have to learn it.
Yes.
That's the next thing is you have to learn it, right? I'm brave. I'm
I'm
free.
brave.
I'm strong and I'm deep. I'm strong
Strong
and
and
I'm
free.
deep. Yeah, the joy comes. Joy comes flowing through me. And I don't want to go to a minor, I want to go to the major on instead.
Okay.
The joy comes flowing through me. I don't want to go to a minor. I want it to be the joy comes floating through me.
All right, great. All right. I am no singer, but yes. Okay, joy comes flowing through me.
This is sad. Me. As opposed to me.
Oh, me. Right, a little deeper.
Joy comes flowing through me.
Yeah, I'll work on that one, Lowry.
Yeah.
I'll be working on practicing that note.
Yeah,
on me.
Well, it's the same note. It's just a different chord I'm playing.
Oh.
Oh, me. But that chord sounds sad.
Uh-huh.
Or pensive or, you know, something. Whereas me.
Right.
It's resolved, it's happy, it's uplifting, right?
Absolutely. So, the way you sound could be a huge difference there. I love this song.
Cool.
It's so beautiful. Lowry, you did that amazingly.
Well, thank you. Well, we did it, right?
I attribute your musical genius to help create a lyrics that are magical. And when I sing this, I will have to say it's going to bring me smiles. It's good. Since you said smile, I was sitting here going, oh my gosh, the gift of you being able to play, I know it's motivated me to want to learn how to play my guitar. Lowry, yeah. So it's time. I'll take it out, everybody. I'm going to take out the guitar.
Yeah. And, you know, in the meantime, sing, because you don't have to learn anything. And what happens when you open this, it's the voice chakra, right? The throat chakra.
Right.
Where everybody's blocked. Like most people are blocked there. And, you know, I was just talking to this friend of mine who's all about, you know, chakras and stuff like that. And she and I had the same amazing singing teacher. We both had singing lessons from this woman in Nashville named Renee Grant Williams. And she just died 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
And I feel so blessed to have had lessons. Only had two lessons with her, but she taught Garth Brooks and Lyle Lovett and, you know, Miley Cyrus and all these big stars, Huey Lewis, all, you know. And I told so many people about her work and how great she was. And like, why wouldn't you have a lesson with her? It just transformed everything for me. And because I had so many singing teachers before that, and what she taught was so different. Anyway, I was having this conversation with this woman the other day about chakras and stuff. And I said, oh, this is so, you know, I had these lessons with this woman in Nashville. And she says, well, I had three lessons with her too. She said, I live in Nashville. And I said, oh my God. Like, you know, cause most people, they won't spend the money.
Right. You know,
I flew to Nashville and
paid
in Canadian dollars to have a lesson with her.
Incredible. She obviously touched you. Was there something in particular that,
oh, just... yeah, just the simplest things. But the most important thing that she teaches is to focus on the consonants. Okay, so mm-hmm. I'm present in the moment. It's not the vowels. She said vowels are boring. It's moment, all the richness. And you look at Elvis and he does that lip curl thing.
Right.
And he's anchored on his waist. You know, you watch... Martina McBride, you see her do that? She took lessons from Renee too. A lot of those guys, Keith Urban, a lot of those guys did. And you see them anchored on there. So they're kind of got this power thing happening. And then but it's all in the consonant. So it's, I'm present.
Right.
Yeah, but it's not unnatural. It's I'm present. Like if you were whispering, then you wouldn't hear the vowels at all. You'd be totally focused on the consonants. Right. And so that's what happens. And so she teaches speaking stuff. She has a book on the power, voice power for speaking. It's exactly the same technique. And what I find when I use this, when I just pay attention, I don't speak unnaturally, but when I speak naturally in that way, I'm going to do this and it's going to, you know, be like that. And the words still flow. It's not like we're having elocutional lessons and we sound silly. Right, it's natural, but it's so much more intimate and so much more intense. And what happens for me is that my level of presence goes up because all of a sudden when I speak like this, I feel like I have something important to say, right?
I will remember that.
Oh my God, it'll blow your mind, Jolene.
I love that. That, you know, when I love Adele because it feels like she does that. She,
of course.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Like she just, and you know, I never used to think of people like James Taylor or, John Denver or some of those guys as great singers, you know, as Garth Brooks. I never thought of him as a great singer. And then I started to realize why, you know, these people, you just feel like they're just talking to you. You know, they're just Frank Sinatra, all the great, you know, Ella Fitzgerald, all those great singers. That's what they did. Is they used the consonants way more than the vowels. And yet most of the singing teachers I've had, they're going, "You are so sweet to me," and all that. It's like, you know.
Well, you just delivered a punch at the end. So we will remember that when I sing, I will practice that. I think that takes some mindfulness right there.
Well, and it'll just that little bit of mindfulness might be enough to make you not sit there in judgment of yourself while you're singing, because it doesn't matter if you sing this in tune, Jolene. It only matters that you sing it.
Absolutely. Okay?
And it doesn't matter if you play guitar or do anything with it. It matters that you sing it and you allow. And what happens now, you're declaring what you're singing is like you're making some declarations here. I'm present in the moment, in the beauty of life. I'm a hummingbird in all its glory. I'm a dreamer making magic, and I shine my light, living from the heart of my story. Oh my God. Like those are really powerful. I'm brave. I'm free. I'm strong. I'm deep. The joy comes flowing through me.
That is a deep song that you're right. Yeah. Will manifest joy and will help me to step into my own shoes and own my power. So I love it, Lowry.
That's show up as the highest version of yourself.
Right.
Because we have these small versions. It's like, you know, low energy. Oh, you know, you're in a bad mood and somebody comes to the door and it's like, oh, Jesus. And it's like, oh, hello, you know, and you step into it because how are you, you know, but you know, these are tools that we can use before a job interview. We can use them anytime just to lift ourselves and get back on track.
Well, you know what? And again, I agree. Once we raise that vibration of ourselves, it helps us see our own worth and value and believe it. And we have to believe it. And I think sometimes, and I've written a ton of affirmations too, Lowry, where I've written this and that, and then it doesn't happen. And you're like, man, but you have to believe it. So I think singing it too, and my voice, by the way, really quick, I lost my voice when we did a silent retreat. And after a couple of days of being quiet, within a day when I started talking again, I lost my voice for about 3 weeks. And that was about 5-6 years ago. And I realized it was because I was so afraid of speaking my truth and being vulnerable. And I was hiding behind, you know, wanting to prove myself to everybody instead of just being accepting of myself, because we're so judgmental with ourselves. So I agree that the throat chakra is such a huge chakra that we block. And I know I've certainly blocked mine. So I appreciate this.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I mean, well, this will be a gift to help me continue to open the throat chakra and speak my truth and live in it and live my highest version of me. So thank you, Lowry, for coming on A View Beyond the Ordinary. And if anybody would love to contact Lowry to help with this incredible initiative, I was going to say, I'll make sure, Lowry, I have all of your information in the show notes on my website, and that people can find you.
Yeah, for sure. And so, you know, if they go to powersongs.ca, there's a, you know, testimonials and stuff, but there's a place where you can book a free 20-minute chat with me and see if it's a fit. You don't need to be able to sing. I mean, some of the people that I've written with, you know, they can't sing at all, right? And yet it doesn't matter, because I'll say, you know, sing this note down, they'll sing down. It's like, and you know, I'll coach them through it. And in fact, this month I'm giving a free singing lesson included in my, with the Power Song, if people buy it, you know, in December. So just like, well, as an incentive, but it doesn't matter how good a singer you are. But you know, I'll just say one last thing, Jolene. If somebody said to you, you know, oh, your voice sounds terrible, please don't speak, you know, you'd say, I don't think so. You know, like, you can't take my voice away. But most people have lost that ability to sing by being so critical and judgmental of, that their voice isn't good enough to be heard. And well, you know, I mean, Adele has so much production and, I mean, and she's like the top of the heap doing the best work, you know, of anybody on the planet. You don't compare yourself to that.
I so agree. And isn't it when we compare we rob ourselves, that I think there's a quote out there about comparison, and I'm not going to go there. I'll not compare myself to Adele. You're right. And to sing our own tune, especially since I just wrote my ebook, it really is about us stepping out of our comfort zone, which I did today. Lowry, thank you for helping me.
You did it like seamlessly, like you're fearless.
Well, you made it easy. So thank you for helping me be vulnerable. And for me to sing on the air takes courage. And y'all, and I thank you for those of you joining me and listening. Lowry can sing, and I am going to sing, even though we're all a work in progress, aren't we? So here's to making our own music. And I love that you're the guest, especially on a high note. We'll leave it on a high note like that. Thank you.
On a high note, I'm brave.
All right.
I'm free. I'm strong. And I'm deep. Joy is flowing.
Beautiful. I'm grateful you all joined today, your sports, to listen to me sing. Speaking of music, I have my new free ebook on my website, jolinelenz.com. That's JOLINELENZ.com. Would love for you to pick up your copy. And here is to creating just whatever your heart's desire in 2022. Happy holidays, everybody.
I'm present in the moment, in the beauty of life, like a hummingbird in all its glory. I'm a dreamer making magic, and I shine my light. I'm living from the heart of my story. I'm brave, I'm free, I'm strong, and I'm deep.